Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Ogden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Ogden. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a line drive into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Schulte reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schulte moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to home to get Schulte. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Hoffman and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reagan moves to second. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstead bunts between the mound and first base. Ogden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Flagstead for the out. Ruffing moves to second. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Tote reaches second base with a double. Ruffing scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 1 in the game. Brannan hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Schultz hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Tate fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Tate. Schultz moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Gerber moves to second. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ruffing hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo bunts towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shang hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogden takes first base on ball 4. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. Ogden moves to third. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-2 in the game. Brannan hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a line drive into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive towards first. Blue catches it and steps on first to double up Flagstead. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-2 in the game. Maynish hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Schultz hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Shang hits a pop-up towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kress. Gerber moves to second. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gerber scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ruffing bunts towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Flagstead hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruffing moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-3 in the game. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brannan for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-3 in the game. Maynish takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams bunts towards the mound. Ogden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reagan bunts and there's an error on the play. Williams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 3 in the game. Tate bunts towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to third for the out. Reagan moves to second. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gerber strikes out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reagan scores. Tate moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Schemalillo. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.